CFTC scraps its decades-old no-deny settlement policy. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission has dropped a policy that stood for decades, one that stopped defendants from settling enforcement cases while publicly denying the allegations against them. Cointelegraph reported the change just after midnight UTC on June 4, 2026, framing it as a meaningful shift in how the agency closes cases. Under the old rule, a firm that wanted to settle with the CFTC could not turn around and tell the public it did nothing wrong. The agency reserved the right to walk away from any deal if a defendant kept denying the conduct. Removing that condition means a company can now pay a penalty, accept the terms, and still decline to admit the underlying facts, a procedural change with real weight. This is a rulebook adjustment, not a new piece of legislation, but it changes the math for anyone facing a CFTC action. The old no-deny stance gave the agency leverage. A defendant settling a case had to choose between fighting in court to protect its reputation or accepting a deal that carried an implicit admission. Take away the admission requirement, and settling becomes cheaper in reputational terms, which tends to make defendants more willing to settle. For the agency, the trade is faster resolutions against weaker public accountability. Cases that might have dragged through litigation can close sooner. Critics of the no-deny approach, including dissenting commissioners over the years, argued it pushed firms toward expensive fights and slowed the docket. Supporters said forcing an admission was the point, because a settlement that lets a defendant deny wrongdoing reads to the market like a cost of doing business rather than a finding of fault. Crypto firms have a direct stake. The CFTC is one of the two main federal regulators for digital assets in the United States. It oversees crypto derivatives, has claimed jurisdiction over Bitcoin and Ether as commodities, and has brought enforcement actions against exchanges, DeFi protocols, and token projects. Any change to how the agency settles cases lands directly on the crypto industry, which has spent years on the receiving end of CFTC charges. A settlement path that no longer demands an admission lowers the cost of closing a case for a crypto exchange or trading venue. That can speed up resolutions and give firms more certainty, which matters for platforms that also issue or support crypto cards and need to manage legal exposure while keeping products running. It also fits a broader pattern in 2026 of U.S. regulators, softening the posture that defined the prior enforcement era. The shift arrives during a tense stretch for the market. Bitcoin traded near $64,238 as of June 4, 2026, down 3.7% on the day and roughly 13.6% over the week, according to live market data. Ether sat around $1,840, down 2.7%, and the Fear and Greed Index read 21, firmly in fear territory. Regulatory news rarely moves price on its own during a sell-off, but a friendlier enforcement stance is the kind of structural signal that institutions weigh when deciding how much legal risk a U.S. crypto position carries. The accountability question. The core objection to dropping the no-deny rule is straightforward. When a firm settles and pays a penalty without admitting fault, the public record stays murky. Customers, counterparties, and future plaintiffs lose a clear finding they can point to. In crypto, where custodial platforms hold user funds and a collapse can freeze balances, that clarity has practical value. Knowing whether a regulator established actual wrongdoing helps users judge counterparty risk before they trust a platform with their money. The counterargument is that the old rule rarely produced more accountability in practice. It often produced longer fights and more cases that never reached a clean conclusion. A settlement is a settlement either way, and the penalty still gets paid. The policy change bets that closing cases faster serves the public better than holding out for admissions that defendants resist. For now, the practical takeaway is narrow but concrete. The CFTC has made it easier to settle, and crypto firms with open or potential exposure to the agency just got a less costly off-ramp.